Well, we have guests three to talk about Carnegie Mellon University's International Film Festival, which I believe already has kicked off, but it continues. And let me introduce the guests we have with us, and then they're going to fill us in on what's going on. I'll start by saying hello to each of you. Good morning. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Morning. Yes, my name is Isha Rashid. I'm the head youth coordinator for the Carnegie Mellon International Film Festival.
And can you tell me a little bit about where you're from and your course of study?
Yeah, so I'm from South Africa. I moved here to Boston and to do my undergrad, and then I came here, and I'm a student at CMU, specifically part of the Entertainment Management Program. And my focus is on animation and family programming in film and television.
That's terrific. And you've picked, especially with Fred Rogers, the Fred Rogers Company in Pittsburgh. There's a lot of great animation going on there.
Yes, I've been following that. I love being here. Like, the city is just so much fun, and I feel like there's a lot of things to explore.
Well, I'm glad. Welcome. And?
Hi, my name is Susie. I am a part of the festival as the head of logistics and also helping Isha with the youth coordination. And so I'm from California, and I'm also in the Master of Entertainment Industry Management program. Started off studying pharmacy in undergrad and then switched majors to business to really go into entertainment business. And yeah, here we are.
That's quite a switch. What prompted you to make that switch? Did you take a business course and really like it?
No, I think as I was studying those science classes, I realized that wasn't what I was 100% passionate about, and I really had to switch paths to follow my passion.
That's what going to college should be about, to be able to make those changes. And where did you your undergraduate work in California?
Or? Yes. So I started off at University of the Pacific studying pharmacy and then switched majors, and then I transferred to Pepperdine.
Great. Well, welcome. And then finally.
Yeah. Hi. My name's Mohammed Madraswala. I'm from India, actually, a small town on the east coast of India by the name of Calcutta. I'm actually part of the same program with these guys, Entertainment Industry Management. And with the film festival, I'm working on the marketing, development, and coordination committees.
Well, welcome to all three of you. And this is kind of a cool idea because in addition to being a film festival, it sounds like it's an educational experience too, with getting involved in marketing and publicizing the festival. Can you tell me a bit about what folks can expect at the festival this year? Are there films that you've seen or you would recommend taking a look at?
Yeah, so our film festival actually kicked off two
on
nights
Thursday?
Ago.
Yeah.
Yes, starting with Border. And last night was
My Friend the Polish Girl.
And it will be running until April 7th. I guess one of the films that we wanted to publicize was Liana, which is geared towards our younger audiences. It's a story about how of five orphans in Swaziland, and they are creating the story of Liana, and it's
part documentary, part animated feature. So you follow like these five children in Swaziland, and everyone has these assumptions about them. Everyone thinks they can't create art, that they don't know anything. And they slowly narrate this tale. And as they're narrating it, it's actually being animated. And the animation is just, it's gorgeous. It's very vivid and bright and like fantastical, and it tells the story of this girl Liana as she tries to go rescue her brothers. And as the story unfolds, you start to realize that the story is in fact inspired by the real lives of these orphans. And although life can get hard sometimes, at the end it's like a very hopeful and uplifting message. the woman who put it together is a very known South African anti-apartheid activist, and she specialized specifically in being able to teach children and have them create art and stories and plays based and help them understand really hard topics in life. And we think that's something that the Pittsburgh community can really relate to.
And that film is called Liana, mm-hmm. L-I-Y-A-N-A, and I'm looking at an image from it right now. That film will be screened 1 week from today, Saturday, March 30th, at the Rangos Cinema at Carnegie Science Center. 2 o'clock is the time. What are the venues for where the films are being screened? Are there a number of different locations?
Yeah, so most of them are at Carnegie Mellon University's campus in the Meconomy Theater, but there are a few films that are being screened off campus. So the first is Liana, that, as you said, is being screened at the Carnegie Science Center in the Rango Cinema. And there is another film that is being screened at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, mm-hmm. Which is The Last Night, and that is the film What is Democracy?
We have one at Regent Square, I believe.
We do.
And I think there are a few others.
The one at Regent Square is called Dogman, and that is...
I was just looking at that one.
For anyone who are pet people and like crime.
There's a big dog. He's a dog groomer, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Working Women, Oma, the mother of three children, struggling, her husband is struggling to start his own restaurant. Mm-hmm. The storylines on these films, and some are family friendly, some probably are not. Mm-hmm. You should take a look. If you go to cmu.edu, actually, probably the best thing to do is just to Google Carnegie Mellon International Film Festival, right? Rather
yeah.
than going to that complicated URL.
It's cmu.edu/faces.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
cmu.edu/faces.
Yeah.
Pause looks interesting.
Yeah, that's a Greek one about a woman going through menopause. But the thing is, all our films deal specifically, like our theme, Faces of Women, is supposed to sort of explore what it means to be a woman, a man, and everything in between. So it's like WO/MEN. Right? So all our films have something to do with identity, with something to do with your voice, with something to do with exploring how you assert who you are and the expectations other people put towards you. So like Liana is specifically like children, you know, how it is we treat children's voices and how powerful they can be. Another one you mentioned, Working Woman, is an Israeli film, and we thought it was particularly pertinent to like the post Me Too movement because it's about this woman who's like slowly trying to move up in like the corporate world. I believe she's in real estate or something like that, and there's all these little microaggressions that accumulate into harassment, and it's very slow burn, and you don't sort of realize how innocent these things start off and how they can have such a huge impact on a person.
Tell me about the film called Another Day of Life. Do you know much about it? It's animated. It says it's based on a reporter's book of the same name, and it tells the story of a three-month trip he made to war-torn Angola in 1975. And so it looks like he has journals from that year and goes through. And I mention it because the image, I can't put it up on the screen for you to see. I thought I could, but the image and the animation looks really good from what I can tell. Another Day of Life is the name of that film. And that's one that's going to be screened at CMU tonight at 7 o'clock at the Meconomy Auditorium. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to find all of the details you need to know at cmu.edu/faces. So how are these films selected? It's got to be a really daunting task, I would think.
So we have a team of students who are specifically in charge of programming. That was actually my initial role, but then I sort of wandered into every other committee. Where we basically, we research films like crazy, and then we request a screener from these distributors, and then we watch them, and we think specifically, okay, is there a community in Pittsburgh who would appreciate it? Does it fit our theme? What are the events that we can plan around it? Will it be shown here? So this film, Another Day of Life, is actually the Pittsburgh premiere. Like, it's not going to show anywhere else, and it's like tonight only. And it's one of those films where, and the thing is, each film has like a panel. Like, we arrange an event around them. We provide food for most of them. We arrange Q&A with directors, as well as members of the community who might have something to contribute to the story to help the audience synthesize it or give them something to think about.
So for Another Day of Life that's playing tonight, we actually have the animator, or one of the animators, Dominic, and he will be there for a Q&A post-screening.
Very cool. Mohammed, tell me a little bit more about how you got involved and the role you've been playing.
Yeah, sure. So like I mentioned, I've always been very fond of the live entertainment industry, and event planning is something that I've always enjoyed. So right around, in the first couple of months that I was here, our career advisor actually mentioned the festival, and it sounded like a good idea. I met with our director, Yolanta, and she explained what the festival is about, and that one conversation was enough to get me hooked to the idea, and I was like, you know, I really want to be a part of this. And I wanted to contribute in any way I can. The film festival actually plays a very, very big role in educating our community about the different cultures out there in the world. We try really, really hard to ensure that we're representing different nationalities, different backgrounds, so that every section of a community is well represented and they have something to connect to on screen. So there's a lot you can do as a part of the team in terms of not just educational learning, but you do sort of realize that there is so much that you can open your mind to. And yeah, that I think it just it seemed like a good fit, considering the career goals that we have for each one of us, and yeah, that's the idea behind it.
I really do like storytelling because I feel like it really, like, that form of narrative, it allows people to connect with people they didn't realize they could connect to, people that could exist, people that they can see in their own lives and their experiences and the way they perceive their world. And I feel like our film festival is a good opportunity to give people access to stories that they never knew were out there.
Well, and it's a simple opportunity to get such access too, right? Because by spending time in what I'll call a very non-threatening way, you're going to explore another culture in a very human way. But you don't need to be nervous about holding up your end of the conversation. You can just take it in and think about it and most likely have a perspective that ends up changing or at least getting more curious as a result of seeing the film. And then are most films followed by chat sessions or opportunities to talk about them?
Yes. So most of our panelists, after the screening, they'll usually do a Q&A and take audience questions. Additionally, when we do have receptions and foods after the screening, sometimes we have them before, but when we have them after, you always see people milling about talking about it. I love eavesdropping on those conversations because it's like a lot of at least our last two films, they each have twists that are really weird and unexpected, but like that gives enough discourse, you know? So I love seeing people's reactions to how these things play out.
That's probably the very best part, or what happens in between the films before and afterwards, is you get a chance to see and hear what people have to say. If you're just joining us, we have Susie Lee, Isha Rashid, and Mohammed Madrasavala here with us.
Yeah, you got that right.
I got it. They are here representing Carnegie Mellon University's International Film Festival. that's taking place, and it's wonderful to have them here, somebody from South Africa, from India, from California, all focused here in Pittsburgh with Carnegie Mellon being the common denominator. The film festival just got underway this past Thursday, and it continues through April 7th,
yes.
So there's going to be plenty of time. And if you go to cmu.edu/faces, you can learn more about the film festival. There's so much going on this year as I look at it. We just have another minute or two. Are there other things you'd like to mention that we haven't covered?
So I know we had speakers coming from the film specifically, and also maybe professors that are involved in Q&A. But Liana also features, after the screening, one of our own Pittsburghers. She's a student named Latasia Green, and she's involved with Steeltown. And she will be speaking post the film, talking about how her experiences and her surroundings affect her life.
That's great. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Again, they mostly have free food.
And I know parking is free after 5 p.m. at CMU.
Yes, it is, in the garage. You're saying all the right things. And admission is probably very affordable.
Yeah. In fact, it's $5 if you're a senior or student. And I think $10
for $10 for general admission.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. I mean, if you say you got it from the show, and I'll probably just give you a discount because I run the tickets anyway.
Well, I want to thank you, all three of you, for being here so early, especially during what I know is probably a really busy time as the festival goes on. Spring break ended, right?
Yes.
For
CMU?
Last week.
It was right before all this started. So.
And are any of you graduating this year?
No,
we're
next
all in the
year.
Same class, so our program's a year here and a year in L.A., and we all graduate next year in L.A.
Well, good luck to each of you, and thank you so much for being with us. www.cmu.edu/faces for more information on the CMU International Film Festival.
Grey skies.